why you gotta kill the shit, you going crazy.
Yo, what's happening, everybody? It's Taco Tuesday. Boy, Earth Smack the Mad Scientist, along with this evening or this morning, wherever you're located, whether in the world, whatever time zone you're in. Boy, Maxwell 3278. What's going on,
hey,
with
yo.
You,
bro? Hey, yo. Say hello to the bad guy. What's up, Earth Mac? What's going on, man?
I'm chilling, man.
Hey,
but...
man. Bro, I just watched Raw for the first time in a year and a half last night, and I was pleasantly surprised. But I know you're going to get into it later on.
Of course.
I'm here for it today.
Okay. We already know, because today is a very unique day. It's a different kind of day here. I tried to put my finger on it.
Not only is it Taco Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
It's my birthday.
Word. I feel
another trip around the sun, my brother. I'm just happy to be, in the words of my king, I'm very happy to be here. Rachel O, thank you. Assassin B, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Man, happy solo return from Assassin B, man. That's the first time I ever heard that phrasing. Happy solo return. That's pretty dope.
Well, I am pretty light skinned, so I get it.
Man, but happy birthday to you, my fellow Pisces.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
So what you gonna do on your birthday, man? You know, I know you woke up early this morning feeling fresh. You had to, you know, get the fresh brush. Make sure the waves is right for the day. So what you got planned for today?
Man, I'm going to Taco Mama and eat tacos and drink margaritas till I pass out.
Hey, nothing wrong with passing out. I'm just letting you know, man. And if you're anything like me, you celebrate not just one day. You celebrate the entire month.
The whole month.
Like, the whole month is yours. So you're just going to go drink margaritas. Of course, those of you that are listening from the Geek Corner, Maxwell 3278 is a Geek Corner member, but he also have his own show as well. So, oh, for yeah, listeners out there,
the most dangerous podcast in America, Assholes Anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
You can catch us on YouTube, Google Play, Spotify, and we're working on Apple Music. It's coming. It's coming.
Uh-oh. Coming to Apple. Coming to Apple for you Apple listeners out there. So don't fret. If you're not able to use YouTube, which I can't imagine why you wouldn't be able to, but if you're more accustomed to Apple, it's coming to Apple pretty soon. There's the FYI to you guys. But I know, Max, we met, I know, back in 2020. I want to say back in September-ish, August, September time frame.
Actually, yeah. It's like, I want to say like maybe July. It was mid-year.
Okay, yeah, mid-year. Yeah. So, actually, before then, because we were in this group together, and usually the fellas get together, and you were one of the guys. But I was telling Queen's Ransom, I was like, you know what? Because I was talking about you yesterday. I was like, you know, Max's birthday is, you know, tomorrow. I said, but honestly, you know, I don't really view Max as like a friend. I kind of view him as a brother, honestly, because me and you hung out in Detroit.
We hung out in Detroit. We talked wrestling. We've done a podcast on wrestling.
Right.
We're working on something. I'm going to try to hook it up, man. We're going to have to do a watch along or something.
Yeah, we definitely got to do that. And we clown, too. So that's all we do. So exactly what we do. But, man, I'm glad you were able to join the show. I know you've been an avid listener. You always listen every morning, especially calling in talking trash about Duke. I don't understand why you hate Duke so much.
Man, but I haven't liked Duke since Christian Laettner.
Good Lord. That's a minute.
That's 20 years of hate.
That's 20 years of hate, man. How you hold on to 20 years of hate?
I don't know. My therapist says it's not healthy, but I don't care.
Okay.
I don't pay her to tell me what's wrong with Duke. I pay her to listen.
Hey, man, but Duke is on a tear, man. Duke is on a tear.
I was thinking about that yesterday, bro. Like, all the blue bloods are actually getting hot right now. So it's going to be interesting to see this tournament and what it looks like.
Well, you already know how March Madness goes, man. It's very unpredictable. I think I was telling Detroit Blue that this is probably going to be the most unpredictable March Madness tournament in a few years.
Agreed.
And because you just never know what's going to happen. I believe there's going to be upsets in the first freaking round. So that's, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's no surefire winner. I got to tell you that. But way back when I was in high school, I took AP statistics, but our teacher gave us the March Madness bracket. And he was saying a person that know anything about basketball has a higher probability in choosing the right winner versus a person that knows basketball. And sure as hell, we had someone, everybody chose their own brackets or whatever, and their brackets got busted in the second round, except for the person that don't know anything about NCAA. They made it to the Final Four with their teams. They didn't make it to the championship, but they made it 10 times further than anybody else in the classroom that knew about basketball. So,
sounds like, what was that year at Loyola? Like, I've never even heard of that school. And they went all the way to the Final Four.
Right. And I was like, man, what is going on? I remember one year, Winthrop was in the March Madness bracket, and they passed the first round.
They pulled off a 16-1, didn't they? Or a 15-2, right?
Yeah, they did some kind of upset, and nobody expected them to actually just, you know, make it past the first round. So when they made it past the first round, they were celebrating as though they won the championship. So one of my friends was like,
"That's and if it I'm not them. Mistaken, guess who lost that game? Was it Duke?
I don't think so. It was not. It was definitely not Duke.
Just wondered, was it Duke?
It was not Duke that lost that. It was not Duke.
So what about crack? Geek Corner members, do the Googles on that and let us know in the chat.
Yeah, please. Cause I don't know, Duke lost that game. Winthrop beat somebody, but it wasn't, I don't think it was like a high profile team though. I don't think it was like UNC or Duke of that caliber or UConn. It definitely wasn't UConn, because I think this was the same time period that UConn men and women would just dominate. True. I think it was around that same time period. So I know for sure it wasn't UConn, but nah, Now, I also know for sure it ain't Duke. But yeah, for the geek corner out there, y'all Google that. Please Google that. I hope to God it ain't Duke. But I don't think it is. So yesterday, right, we're going to jump into a little bit of news here. Before we jump into wrestling here, I did caught wind of San Diego Comic-Con for 2021 has been canceled.
Again?
Again.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's over and done with, man. Honestly, they're probably going to go virtual like they did last year. There's been concerns with COVID still, even though the vaccine is out. I know there's a lot of misconceptions or misperceptions about the vaccine. I want to say the vaccine helps you, like, prevents you from spreading it, but not prevents you from having it, if that makes sense.
Okay, gotcha.
So, I mean, you already know, San Diego Comic-Con is, like, the biggest Comic-Con in the nation, and we're talking millions of people.
Yeah, for and that's people where, who are into comics and stuff, this is like the holy grail of geekdom.
Right.
Can we say that?
Yeah. Yeah, that is. That is the holy grail of geekdom, man. You have San Diego, and I would say New York Comic Con is a close second. Those are the two biggest cons, in my opinion. And it's not just comics, though. It's like comics, anime, pro wrestling. You have movie trailer premieres, like mainly from Disney, right. You know, HBO like, Max and stuff like that.
Right. Isn't this where, like, they did the first premiere instead of taking it to Sundance, they brought it to Comic-Con for Black Panther, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
See, and, like, this is killing not only the people who love it, I think it's killing the studios, too, because they've got to be innovative in how they break these movies out now.
Right.
Because we all looking forward to it, because we've seen the schedule for, like, what, 2 years? So we waiting on what's coming.
Definitely.
I hate COVID. I just want to say that.
I hate COVID. I hate COVID, but then again, I don't, because it helped me save money. So is that too? So I was like, I'm a little indifferent right now, you know, and plane tickets are cheap. So I was like, I don't know. The only thing I don't like about it is that you can't travel overseas because, you know, people overseas not playing that game. Oh, you from the U.S.? Nah, you can't stay here. We don't do that here.
Right.
So Rachel O says Dragon Con in Atlanta is pretty big too. Yes, agreed. I'm thinking it's around 75,000 people in Atlanta. I mean, this shit part of Atlanta down.
No, like, they haven't.
Like Dragon Con?
Oh, I mean, I thought you meant like now. No.
Oh, no.
Atlanta wide open.
All day. I think it always been wide open, right?
They shut it down for like a month.
Uh-huh.
And the governor said, nah, we losing too much money. Let's open this back up.
You know what's funny? I had someone that used to stay in Atlanta way back when, and this before Atlanta blew up. But I know when the hip hop scene hit, like with Ludacris, Bow Wow, and everybody else, that blew Atlanta up, and the cost of living just jumped to the freaking moon.
Whew.
Almost to the point of it's unlivable. You know, to stay there, it's too dang expensive. It's starting to become like it's the Southern LA. That's basically what it is.
So I heard. I'm not going there.
the traffic is crazy. Bro, like, I'm telling you, I have a frat brother, actually, that lives in Atlanta. And I called him. I said, hey, man, I'm in Atlanta. I said, let's link up before I get out of here. He said, wait a minute, where are you located? And I told him where I was located. And he stopped for a second. It was an eerie silence on the phone. And he was like, I'll see you next time you come back to Atlanta. I was like, what? He was like, yeah, I'll see you next time because it's gonna take me about 2 hours to get to you, fam. And nah, this traffic is for real.
You must have been like on one side of Atlanta and he was on the other side.
Yeah and no, because he was closer to me than we realized. However, the traffic though would have took him a couple hours for him to even get to me and for us to go get something to eat. So he just said, nah, I'm gonna cut my losses, man. We catch up next time.
I understand.
So, but yeah, so San Diego Comic-Con is canceled, unfortunately. That means Dragon Con possibly will be.
I doubt it. Atlanta is wild. I doubt it.
Man, well, it's not just Atlanta, though. It's people from all over the nation that comes to Dragon Con. Like, well-known people, like cosplayers and stuff like that. So that might be virtual. I know Ichiban Con was in January. I know that got canceled for sure because that's always in January in North Carolina in Concord. So that's done. So we might just be in a virtual space for at least the first half of 2021, if not all of 2021. So, unfortunately. However, we got some good news here. You said you watched Raw for the first time in a few months. So have I. So have I. So what's your thoughts on Raw, man? And I think that Max jumped off just for a second. I think he got disconnected, but he's coming back. Don't worry about it. But yeah, so yesterday, I keep confusing the days. I thought yesterday was Tuesday for whatever reason. I keep getting corrected. I'm like, oh crap, today is Monday. So Monday Night Raw took place at the Thunderdome like usual, and a lot of people was confused and upset. I don't know upset is the right word, but on Sunday there was Elimination Chamber, and Drew McIntyre strangely was defending his WWE Championship at the Elimination Chamber, and he went through everybody and he won. Now, early in the night, Bobby Lashley lost his United States title in a triple threat match, and it seemed like he was just a little perturbed. And I'm thinking, okay, he's gonna go after, you know, Matt Riddle with the United States title. They're gonna have a back and forth type of deal. Of course, they're gonna do it at WrestleMania, yada yada yada. But that wasn't the case here. What happened was Bobby Lashley came in after the match and attacked Drew McIntyre, pretty much decimated him, put him up against the table, did a full Nelson on him, and everything else. And then shortly after, a down and out Drew McIntyre, The Miz come in, cashes the Money in the Bank brief, cashing the Money in the Bank contract, did a DDT, did his finisher, and became the new WWE champion. Now people are upset, thinking about, oh my gosh, what's going to happen at WrestleMania, or whatever the case may be. And the internet was kind of going crazy. They didn't know, they couldn't make heads or tails of the situation. They didn't know what's going to happen at WrestleMania in Tampa. Will The Miz be one of the main events at WrestleMania? And who is high profile enough for him to face for WrestleMania to go off without a hitch? So the following day, come to find out, The Miz actually paid Bobby Lashley to, you know, to take out Drew McIntyre so he can cash in his Money in the Bank. Now, the other flip end of the deal was Bobby Lashley was going to get a first title shot at the WWE Championship, but Miz was prolonging the inevitable. He's like, nah, I need more time to think about this, blah, 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 blah. And we already know that Bobby Lashley can easily beat, you know, The Miz for the WWE Championship. So yesterday, Bobby Lashley came out again like, hey, bro, listen, where's my title shot? We're going to do this today. And according to MVP, the first match was scheduled for 9 p.m. Eastern time. So for 9 p.m. Eastern time, The Miz faked an injury. The match didn't take place. The match got pushed back. Second match comes out. He comes out. He gets out the ring, get himself counted out. And per WWE Championship rules, if you lose by count out, you don't drop the title. So he literally got out the ring, counted himself out. Bobby Lashley's the winner. Don't win the title. Now Shane McMahon jumps in, says, hey, I might have to strip The Miz of the title and give it to you unless he faces you by the end of the night. So faces by the end of the night, lumberjack match. There's no escape at this point. Bobby Lashley is your new WWE champion. Now, shout out to Bobby Lashley and The Hurt Business. Now, The Hurt Business is a faction in WWE that is comprised of all African-Americans, the leader being Bobby Lashley, the advocate being MVP, the former wrestler himself. Well, still wrestles here and there. You have Shelton Benjamin, which is part of the tag team champions. And now you have Bobby Lashley, the WWE Championship. So they basically have all the gold except for the United States Championship. Shout out to Bobby Lashley. And everybody was clamoring for the fact, when is Bobby Lashley going to be a champion? When he's going to face Brock Lesnar, if he's going to face Brock Lesnar, because a lot of people wanted him to face Brock Lesnar because of their backgrounds. Brock Lesnar is a MMA fighter, or former MMA fighter from UFC, and a former UFC champion. Bobby Lashley being a former MMA champion himself and went undefeated for quite some time. And on top of that, he wrestled for Impact Wrestling and did MMA on top of all that. like easily. So he did professional wrestling and he did MMA all at the same time. Like very, 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 very impressive resume. So with TNA, he became the Impact Heavyweight Champion. In an interview, he stated that Impact, being an Impact Champion, actually prepared him for being the main eventer at WWE. When he first showed up, he's supposed to be this powerhouse, this dominant character. They kind of watered down his character just a little bit, but they got him back to where he's supposed to be. He's supposed to be like this rage-filled character, this larger-than-life character. He's supposed to be physical and everything else. So, Max, you still there, bro?
I'm still here, bro. I had to be an adult for a second.
You had to be adulting.
Yeah, adulting.
So you watched Raw last night. So what's your thoughts?
Shout out to Bobby Lashley. That's all I care about, to be honest. Thank you. And I think, you know, I wanted Big E to be in that position, but I'll take Bobby Lashley. That's just as good, in my opinion.
Okay, you say you want who to be originally?
Big E. I wanted Big E.
Uh-huh.
But I'll take Bobby Lashley. I think that's just as good. Just as entertaining, in my opinion.
No doubt. And notice the Hurt Business has all the belts except for one, except for the United States title.
Which didn't Bobby Lashley kind of like gave that one up to get the world title, right?
Yeah, he did. He did. It was a triple threat match where he didn't really get pinned.
No.
So he ended strong, really. I mean, that didn't really hurt his character at all. So he didn't really get pinned or tapped out or anything like that.
Please get rid of Riddle.
Really? You don't like Riddle? You don't like his character?
You fake looking Von Erich. Get out of here.
You call him a Von Erich?
You fake Von Erich. That's what he reminds me of, with the nose boots and the shorts. And I'll give him credit. He's ripped. Yeah, like you look like a Von Erich.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. That's true. So, I was actually pleasantly surprised that Bobby Lashley won the title last night, because it seems as though that he wasn't. Like, all the antics that Miz was pulling, which
all
is perfect heel stuff.
Yeah.
And finally he gets to, and it seems like they're trying to blur the lines between him being a heel and a babyface. Like, have you noticed the background that Riddle was actually talking to the Hurt Business after the match was over with?
I did not.
He was saying stuff like, congratulations. I was reading lips. Like, congratulations, man. Oh, man, your boy won, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? I was like, wait, okay, are they making Bobby a baby face now?
I don't think they're going to make him a baby face. I just think he's too powerful for him to have to cheat, so he won't really need the Hurt Business to help him keep the title.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see leading up to WrestleMania, because we got about, 6 weeks, maybe?
Got 6 weeks, and who's he going to face?
That's the question.
My guess is, because his name is popping up a lot, it's Brock Lesnar. I think it's going to be Brock Lesnar that's going to face him. His name is brought up a lot. It's like, you know how they drop subtle hints? Because they always say, why Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar never met toe-to-toe? Why is this such a thing? Why you kept them away from each other all this time? And both of them have former like MMA backgrounds. Bobby Lashley being undefeated for quite some time. Brock Lesnar being a UFC champion until he got knocked out, you know?
I like where you're going with this. I just don't know if 6 weeks is enough build-up. Like, I feel like this is the plan that I feel like they should go with.
Mm-hmm.
Beat up on some of these hammer niggas that are here on a consistent basis.
Mm-hmm.
And then bring Brock Lesnar out there.
Right.
And you make it look like, okay, the Hurt Business, we run through everybody. Who else is left? And
true.
You're like, hello, my name is Paul Heyman, and I represent Brock Lesnar. And then go from there.
Yeah. And then, I mean, it could be a strong storyline where Paul Heyman will have champions on both brands. He's like, listen, my Roman Reigns is the Universal Champion on SmackDown, and it's only right that my other client become the WWE Champion on Raw. Exactly. And then at that point, you have the mouthpiece between Paul Heyman and MVP going back and forth. And I think that'd be good TV.
Thank you. See?
Man, we need to apply for jobs with WWE. They need some good writers. I think we can do this.
Yeah, we can write. I mean, honestly, we probably we'll be in Vince McMahon's office every freaking day because he's like, bro, this ain't working. This ain't working. He's like,
basically, like, what are we doing, Vince? Like, see, yeah. Do you want to make money or not?
Yeah, he's like, I'm a billionaire. Nah. So,
right. You're fired.
Man, so Detroit Blue left some messages for me because she's currently on a plane ride.
Go Xavier baseball.
She left some this or that questions. I was like, I kind of know the answer to most of these, except for a few. So I added some of my own this or that too. See where you're at. So I'm gonna start off with an easy one, right? AEW or WWE?
That is not an easy one, but I'm gonna go WWE.
That's not an easy. Wow. Okay.
Because AEW is getting better. You know, when they first started out, I said I hate them. Like, I want Kenny Omega to fall and break his arm or something. But they're getting better.
Getting better. The Rock or Stone Cold?
Stone Cold.
Dudley Boys or the Hardy Boys?
Dudley Boys.
Okay. I got you. So now, Ric Flair versus Steamboat, 2 out of 3 falls, Clash of Champions 6. Or Ricky Steamboat versus Macho Man Randy Savage, WrestleMania 3.
Flair Steamboat.
2 out of 3. Okay.
But my other one is Steamboat versus Rude for the U.S. title.
Okay. Rey Mysterio versus Jushin Thunder Liger, Starrcade 96. Or Eddie Guerrero versus Dean Malenko.
Guerrero versus Malenko.
Okay. All right. Oh, that's easy. Okay. Easy stuff. Hey. Tupac or Biggie?
Biggie. By the way, I just saw that documentary last night. If you hadn't had a chance, check it out on Netflix.
So, you know what? Detroit said it might be a puff piece.
It looked at it from different angles. Because I think everything that's been talked about never really... It talked to the usual suspects, right?
Right, Puff, right.
His mom, and Lil' Kim, right?
Right.
So this documentary goes into the guys he actually hung out with. Like, these guys grew up together. Like, there's a guy called D-Rock. Mm-hmm. There's a guy named O, who passed away. Rest in peace. Of course, Lil' C's. It's just it goes a little more in depth as to why he made the music he made, what he was trying to accomplish, what he wanted to do with his career, just stuff like that. So I found it to be interesting because it had more depth to it than most of the stuff. It was like, oh, Biggie started rapping, he got famous, he got shot. No, this one didn't do that. So
yeah, it did more to cater to Biggie. I mean, I seen the preview, and then when Detroit said it might have been a puff piece, I was like, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm going to still watch it, still the same. It was a good bit of documentaries that actually showed up on Netflix. I know The Way of the Samurai, I was definitely going to watch that, obviously.
I got to check that one out.
Yeah, it's actually a retelling of the 16th century war in Japan, but it's more detailed, far as the different feudal wars that went on. So, okay, so... Starrcade 1988 or Starrcade 1992?
88.
Why 88?
Anything having to do with the Horsemen as the centerpiece of a Starrcade, I'm riding with it all day.
I'm gonna say 88 as well, mainly because Ric Flair got a 30-minute match out of Lex Luger,
which is.
That is impressive.
That's very impressive.
That is that's unheard of.
I didn't think about it. That's very impressive.
Right. So I'm like...
Watching that man wrestle was like watching paint dry, bro.
Right. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's been a good United States champion very early on. And his feud with Ric Flair was actually something to see. So for 30 whole minutes, I'm going to have to rewatch that. Oh, NWA or AWA.
NWA.
Legion of Doom or Rock and Roll Express?
How dare you? How dare you? The man from Chicago, man.
Legion of Doom.
The LOD.
Okay. Okay, okay. Hey man, listen. I told you, man.
You know what my second favorite tag team was? Even though they were short, they had a short reign.
Who's that?
If you ever get a chance, go back and watch some of the older NWA shows with Rude and Fernandez as tag champs. It was just something about those guys. They were just like these guys. They made it look real. That's what it was. And then they would come. They would come to the ring with the "We Will Rock You" song by Queen.
Yeah.
The only team that I ever saw get a just as big as pop as the Road Warriors.
Mm. Nick Bockwinkel versus Curt Hennig, AWA, 1986. Or Ric Flair and Barry Windham, Battle of the Belts 2, 1986.
Bockwinkel Hennig.
Oh, surprising. Surprising.
And here's why. That match was a changing of the guard, right?
Right, right.
And Hennig had been trying and trying, and he never could beat him. But he finally got him. And Bockwinkel was like, I watched AWA growing up on ESPN, and I thought he was the snootiest. He was what the original Triple H. You remember when Triple H first came around, and he was like this just snooty dude, like, I'm better than everybody. Mm-hmm. That was Bockwinkel.
That was Bockwinkel, yeah. That was definitely Bockwinkel. So, all right. Steiner Brothers versus Sting and Luger at Super Brawl Steiner 1991.
Brothers. I'm going to go Steiner Brothers all day.
Okay.
All day.
Oh, that, hold up. So, well, I mean, yeah, Steiner Brothers all day. But see, that's the match they had. It was Steiner Brothers versus Sting and Luger at Super Brawl 91. Or Legion of Doom versus the Steiner Brothers.
I'm going to still go Steiner Brothers versus Sting and Luger. Only because at the time when they faced the Road Warriors, the Road Warriors, they still had it, but they didn't care. So they didn't give a good match like they known for doing. So I'm going to go Steiner Brothers versus Sting and Luger.
Bet. Okay. Can we say, honestly, that Ultimate Warrior versus Hulk Hogan was a very terrible match?
Oh, that match was horrible.
Thank you. Okay.
The only match that runs a close second to being as bad was the Andre Hogan match.
Not only that, Triple H and Scott Steiner. That shit was terrible.
Why have all the terrible matches been WWE matches? Or back then, WWF matches?
I'm not even going to lie, Max. As a kid, I was thoroughly excited about Hulk. Well, I couldn't stand Hogan even as a kid. Because even in my eyes, he couldn't wrestle.
Hogan had three moves.
Yeah. Boot, leg drop, clothesline. If that.
That was it.
Maybe a headlock or two if you're dealing with somebody. You know.
Oh, and you forgot the power up. Like,
oh, yeah.
Shake. You got the Hulk up.
Yeah, the Hulk up. Yeah, so it's that, right? So, yeah. So, even with Ultimate Warrior did what he did best, right? He didn't stay in those matches long. He ran in 2-3 minutes, boom, do his moves and out. And I was an Ultimate Warrior fan. But then, as I got older and watched that match, I was like, this is the most trash. Match ever. I'm like, why is this even a thing, man? This was the main event at WrestleMania? But
back then, it was everything we wanted.
Yeah, it was. It was. It definitely was. So, Hollywood Hogan versus The Rock, WrestleMania 18, versus Sting and Cactus Jack in a strap match.
Hogan Rock, man.
Really?
Another changing of the guard to me. Because let's be honest, if Hulk Hogan put his stamp on you, you knew you were going to the moon.
That's true.
And that's what happened. Rock took off. He was already on his way. He just needed that stamp. And once he got that Hogan stamp and he beat Hogan clean, now he's an icon. He on the Mount Rushmore. To me, he might be on the Rock Mount Rushmore wrestler.
That's true. Well, yeah.
That's my opinion, though. You don't have to agree because it's my birthday.
Oh, wait a minute. Lyrically, LL Cool J or Will Smith?
Lyrically. Don't do me like
that's the main event right there.
You know what though? I'm gonna go LL.
Okay.
I admire Will Smith for being able to put out good songs without cursing, but I'm gonna go LL.
That's true. That's true. And a lot of people, like Geek Corner, a lot of people sleep on Will Smith.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, this man can roast you on the mic. He can, roast you on the mic without even cursing, man. Like, you know how talented you got to be to drop somebody lyrically without even cussing? Like, that's crazy. That is crazy. And a lot of people, like, we've been racking our brains, like off air and on air, like in a versus battle, who will measure up with LL? Like who can drop like albums, songs, or whatever the case would be, and also freestyle on a versus battle with LL Cool J? And the only person I can think of at the moment is, and we all thought about it, is Will Smith. You know, we thought about, you know, Busta Rhymes, nah, Method Man, nah, even though Method Man is nice. Will Smith is the only one. I mean, if you look at the careers that those two guys have and have, like as far as music, as far as TV, as far as movies is concerned, these guys were very, and still is, very, very successful. If I'm not mistaken, NCIS Los Angeles is still going on. And Will Smith is still dropping movies. I mean, he just recently did like the Fresh Prince reunion, got everybody back together and everything else. So that part in itself is cool. Will Smith is actually doing a documentary. It is doing a documentary on Netflix called Men. I highly encourage you guys to actually check it out to look at it. So yeah, do not forget to follow us on Instagram at Orange Phoenix Media. Do not forget to join our Facebook group page, Orange Phoenix Geek Corner. And ladies and gentlemen, you already know the magazine, Orange Phoenix Magazine, has already dropped. It dropped yesterday. Go to www.patreon.com/Orange Phoenix. That is www.patreon.com/Orange Phoenix for the March edition of Orange Phoenix Magazine. We got writers such as Detroit Blue, myself, Brittany Savannah, Kawaii Kiwi, King Malice, and we have a meme of the month. And the main article of March edition is the console wars of the 90s. We are talking the Super Nintendo versus the Sega Genesis and the ever popular and expensive Neo Geo AES system. A lot of people have been sleeping on that system. Just give you a little bit of tidbit. I give you my assessment on the three consoles and who I believe is the definitive winner of those console wars. Now, we're not going to talk about like Sega going out of business and all that other stuff. We're strictly talking about Sega Genesis, Super Nintendo, Neo Geo AES system, and who I believe is the better system. We're not even talking about numbers, who I think is the better console. But I'm gonna give you the specs on that in the article with Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. And to educate you guys just a little bit, that Super Nintendo and Sega Genesis was 16 bits and Neo Geo was advertising itself as 24 bits, like it's a 24-bit system. And also, we're going to wait on another phone call here because we got someone that's going to call in for a drink recipe, ladies and gentlemen. So just give us a quick second. But with the Neo Geo or AES system, it was a completely identical arcade port from the arcade games back in the day. So if you notice, like with Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, like the graphics was like a little watered down or whatever the case may be. But Neo Geo said, nah, you're going to take the arcade cabinet, we're going to put this in this home console system, and you're going to purchase this arcade cabinet and put it in your house. That is the Neo Geo system. And there are some games that you probably have played and didn't have any idea that it was coming. Got another call in. Now, Maxwell, he's back. Can you hear me?
Oh, back. Got to the good part. I heard you talk about the Neo Geo. Continue on, sir.
Oh, you know about the Neo Geo fam?
Yeah, well, I know about the Neo Geo, Sega Genesis, Super Nintendo. Man, I've had them all at some point in time.
Word, word, word. Okay, okay, okay. So I was saying that the March edition of Orange Phoenix magazine is actually featuring the console wars of the 90s. So it's going to be the Super Nintendo versus Sega Genesis. And for the people that may not know about it, the Neo Geo AOS AES system. So, man, it was a good article. I mean, I had fun writing that article. Did a lot of research, took a lot of pictures.
Let me go
stuff
drop
like
this
that.
Money on Patreon. If you hadn't dropped that money, you need to drop it today.
Yes, for only $5 a month. For only $5 a month, you get the magazine. And now we got another phone call here. And it is Queen's Ransom. What's going on, Queen?
What up, yo?
I think she's adjusting herself. I know she calling. We can't hear you, Queen.
Can you? What up, though?
There she go.
Hey, happy birthday, Max.
Thank you.
So, you know, I have to slide through real quick and offer up a drink choice. So, let's first go with, you already know what alcohol we gonna use as our main ingredient.
Jack Daniels.
All right, let's go. Mm-hmm. We also need a can of Sprite.
Can of Sprite.
Some sweet and sour mix.
Okay.
And some triple sec.
Triple sec. And what are we calling that?
We gonna call that Matches Lynchburg Lemonade. Hey.
Oh, let's go.
Okay.
See, I was about to call it to lay your burdens down, because that's what it sounds like you're going to be doing.
Hey. So, happy birthday.
Enjoy your drink.
I drop it in the comment section.
All right. Shout out to Queen's Ransom.
So we got the fresh drink out there for you, man.
The drink of the day.
And you already know Jack's going to be involved in that at all times.
At all times. Listen, I haven't. He put me on something else that was kind of tasty. Hard to find, but kind of tasty. Prosecco with a splash of Simply Peach.
Yes, sir.
Simply Peach is the hardest to find, but if you find it, it's going to, you know.
You seen it at Walmart? I think it was
no,
at Walmart.
Not here. Not where I live. I have to go to Publix.
Dang, man. You got to see.
That's a chore in itself.
Man, you gotta shoot on over to Charlotte, man. Charlotte, North Carolina, South Carolina, man. You got it. But you can go to Walmart and get you some Simply Peach at an easy access. Man, I just had a random thought, Max. You know the cereal I missed, though? They no longer sell it.
Which one?
King Vitamins.
King Vitamin. Man,
that's my jam, man.
I hadn't had a Cinnamon Toast Crunch in almost a year.
Oh yeah, you can have all that. You can have the Cinnamon Toast Crunch though. So Queen's Ransom put a recipe in there. So Jack D, Sour Mix, Triple Sec, and Sprite.
So yes, listeners, don't forget, man. This is Queen's Ransom always comes through with the dope drinks. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to drink it tonight, but if you got something going on, got a little datey date this weekend, Netflix and chilling, Get the drink of the week,
man. Bro, I'm gonna tell you something. I haven't had so many mixed drinks with Jack Daniels in my life. I had Jack Daniels with sweet tea.
We drinking straight.
You're right. I just had Jack Daniels. Oh yeah, give me that shot of Jack real quick. Like, man, you won't miss with nothing. Nah, fam. Nah, we good. Just give it to me. I mean, it was a couple places that we've been. There was a family restaurant, like this is a steakhouse, and we heard the bartender, because there's not that many people. It's only like me, her, and like another group of people, which is only two in the restaurant. So it's just us. So we can freely hear the bartender. Oh, I need a fresh bottle of Jack. I need another bottle of Jack. So this person comes out with a bottle of Jack, and they gave us the entire neck of it, and they gave us Jack and Coke. But just a splash, like a drop of Coke. A drop of it. We tasted the Coke at the bottom of the glass, but that was like that little drop of it. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is the perfect mix right here. Splash that. It's perfect.
Splash a little.
So, but Max, man, I'm glad you was able to join in today.
Oh, man, thank you for having me, man. I appreciate you. I love what you're doing for the geekdom community, especially the black geek community, man.
don't think we get recognized enough, or people don't think we exist, but we are out here. Mm-hmm. We are loving our anime. We loving our video games. We loving our comics, Marvel, DC, the whole gambit, man. So I keep doing what you're doing, man. You're providing a safe space for people and not have to be looked at crazy. You like that? Yeah, I like it. You should watch it. Yeah. It's great.
And it's so funny, though, because it's like, so many hip-hop artists or whatever, they are geeks. Like, Method Man can tell you straight up. He's like, he bored, I think he's bond and boarded his comics. Like, he's be very careful on who he lets, like, hold his comics. And he's like, you can freely walk around the street like that? He's like, yeah, because they do the same thing I do. They read the same comics I do. Like, Run DMC, Method Man, well, the whole Wu-Tang crew, they love martial arts and anime, so it's a rap. It's a rap with that.
Right.
Alter BC says, I'm white and get made fun of all the time for being a nerd. Not in the geek corner, fam.
Not in the geek corner, man. You got a safe space here, brother. Like, man. And I appreciate OP for, like, he's opening me up to stuff that I hadn't even ever thought about or heard of. So, like, I still got to catch up on WandaVision. Don't judge me, geek corner members. But I'm going to catch up, and we're going to have a I'm going to be able to discuss it with y'all soon enough.
Mm-hmm. And Tom and Jerry. Gotta watch that Tom and Jerry, hey, man.
Bro, I'm telling you, you're gonna love the intro starts with Tribe Called Quest. So just imagine how good the soundtrack is.
I'm gonna watch it today. Like, soon as we get off the show, I'm gonna watch it today and check it out. And I'm gonna watch it as I put this Gundam together, because I got this for my birthday from Queen's Ransom, so I gotta put it together. It's gonna take some time. This thing is master grade.
I'm gonna put it out there now. If you ever need somebody to write wrestling for you for the mag, I'm your man. I got you. Just let me know when.
Hey, say less.
I would love, if with your permission, I would love to try to do something like a recap of WrestleMania or something.
Wait, consider that done. No need for deliberation.
Just let me know. I'll watch it like I'm Jim Cornette.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to critique it that bad, but I,
But yeah, man, again, man, I appreciate you being there. And yes, you can definitely write articles for WrestleMania. No problem.
I appreciate y'all for having me on, man. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for supporting. Keep supporting. And we're going to have fun with this geekdom.
Yep, and ladies and gentlemen, do not forget to follow us on Twitch, Orange Phoenix TV. We'll be Twitch streaming tonight at 7 p.m. Going back to the Outer Worlds. Did Outriders last night along with two other friends of mine, Kappa 1AZ, Tim, and Alex. Funny story before we leave. So me, Tim, and Devilish 1906, otherwise known as Alex, we all was on a mission together. We trying this game out. They already played this game.
Wait, I played it on one day. Story. Is this the one where Alex left y'all and y'all died?
Yes. I literally watched Tim bleed out in front of me as I was bleeding out. And I'm looking around because you can use your camera. I'm thinking Alex is behind the wall and he's waiting on his special to boot back up so he can clear it out so he can revive us. No, he went to sleep. He fell asleep.
No, he literally, as a human, fell asleep, y'all. He got off the game and went to bed. He didn't.
Right. Left me and Tim out there. Oh, I got to drive. We was in like one of the hardest firefights in the demo. And he just left us there. And I was like, all right, we're going to have to come back. So me and Tim went back, just me and him. And we cleared out the rest of the side missions together.
I'm about to use my boy Kenny. Shout out to Kenny in Arizona. His favorite saying right now. You raggedy bitch.
That's exactly what I thought. I like Alex, you son of a bitch. You left us out here.
You raggedy bitch. You left us. Man, I'm not going to hold y'all, man. I appreciate the birthday love. Alter Beats, like, hey, if Erskine can set it up, we all get together and talk wrestling and other stuff. Because we had fun last month. That was dope, man. Back in January, we did a show. So that's cool, man. I'm going to hop up off here, man. Shout out to Kenny. Shout out to Queen's Ransom. Shout out to Detroit. I know she in the air. Go Xavier Baseball. I appreciate you again, Erskine, man. Holding it down. And appreciate the love, y'all.
No problem, no problem. Go ahead and party up. Party up. Drink up and be merry. We'll see you guys tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern Time for some more Geekdom goodness. And Detroit Blue will be back with us. And once again, shout out to Maxwell3278. Much true love to you, brother. Do not forget to listen to his Assholes Anonymous channel on YouTube, all right? So until next time, y'all, peace.